Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Launching into the third hour of the program, you may dial toll-free here and bring up anything that you'd like with you in studio. It's me, Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. And you can connect to us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Still to come here tonight, Daryl, you've been wanting to talk about a Twitter lawsuit for quite a while.
Yes.
And we never have, so you'll have to tell us what that's all about here in a moment. But first, we have Dave, who's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Dave.
Yeah, I wanted to update you guys on the situation with jury nullification in New Hampshire.
Yes, please do.
Unless you guys reported on it in the last couple of days, I think this is probably going to be news to you. There was a new bill that went before committee hearing, I think, yesterday. That sort of takes the offensive and tries to toughen up the language of the law so it's more favorable to jury nullification.
So we were actually at that hearing yesterday, and the bill in question would require a judge to read what they call the Wentworth instructions. Wentworth being a state Supreme Court decision from, I believe, the 70s. And if the judge fails to do that, then it would be maladministration, which is...
Well, no, they're already reading Wentworth.
Not necessarily.
Oh, really? I thought that was a requirement.
No.
Here's what I...
It's a suggestion.
Here's what I said on the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance page. This is a quote. It says that HB 246 relative to jury nullification, this is an incremental change to the 2012 law. Adding that any judge that denies or limits the right of the defense to inform the jury of their right to judge the law, in addition to the facts of the controversy, shall be guilty of maladministration, an apparently impeachable offense. And the hearing was on the 29th. So it makes it so that they've got to allow it in.
Well, it is an incremental change. One of the big complaints I have about this, and to bring our listeners up to speed, New Hampshire, back in 2012, the state legislature did pass what was touted as a jury nullification statute, which used some of the language that you mentioned there, but doesn't actually say jury nullification. The language has to do with judging the facts and the... What was the exact statement, Dave, since you have it in front of you, judging the facts and the what?
Application of the law.
Any judge denies or limits the right of the defense to inform the jury now gets a penalty, basically.
Of the facts. What's the exact language, Dave?
The facts and the application of the law.
Sure. I'm just wondering if Dave can read that back.
Again, this is just someone writing. It's not the actual text of the law. It's just adding that any judge that denies or limits the right, any judge that denies or limits the right of the defense to inform the jury of their right to judge the law.
Yeah, you're right. That's not the text of the statute. The text has something to do with the facts in the case.
And there's another law or another bill that has a hearing coming up next week. And that actually is the one that has the hearing next week is better than the one that had the hearing yesterday.
Okay. It's better in what way?
I'll read the text. It's two sentences. It's not legalese.
Okay.
It says, in all court proceedings, the court shall instruct the jury of its inherent right to judge the law as well as the facts and to nullify any and all actions it finds to be unjust.
That is much better.
The court shall allow the defendant or counsel for the defendant to explain this right of jury nullification to the jury.
That is much better, and I hope that it even has a chance, because what happened originally, and this was actually addressed this year in the court case with our co-host Rich Paul, where he appealed his conviction for marijuana sales, But basically, the court overturned the existing so-called jury nullification statute by pointing out that the legislature, what they were originally proposed, actually used the word nullification, like the one that you just read there, Daryl. It actually uses nullification and nullify in the statute. But then before that got passed, they gutted those words out of there and they made it kind of a watered-down version. And so the court essentially said that this is not a jury nullification statute. They said that had it been a jury nullification statute, they probably would have overturned it as unconstitutional. So ultimately, even if this one, Daryl, that you're talking about does pass, the court has essentially issued a threat saying that anything that references jury nullification, we will mark as unconstitutional. And they cite some old court cases.
All from like 1813 and 1869. What needs to happen in New Hampshire is for the New Hampshire Constitution to be amended. With the wording of the bill that I just read.
Yeah, that's correct. So, Dave, thoughts?
What was the hearing like? I mean, what's turnout like? Did any jerk judges show up?
Actually, no. The only two people who spoke against jury nullification was an attorney for the Supreme Court and an attorney for the, who was the other person? Attorney for like a group of attorneys or something like that. Because I know the New Hampshire Bar Association.
The Bar Association, I think you had said. I was actually at another hearing that would, if passed, grant immunity to someone who overdoses or someone who seeks help for someone who overdoses.
Yeah, that seems like really interesting.
The turnout was decent, though. I mean, the room wasn't packed full.
And there was also the conceal carry bill that was having the hearing at the same time.
Which had a huge
hearing and wound up going for like 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
Conceal carry. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I actually spoke at this, but unfortunately there was a problem with the recording, so that didn't end up, it's not going to end up making it out. But I did also record Rich Paul when he spoke, and he did a good job talking to these guys. The people on the panel, this judicial committee of state representatives, did seem unusually attentive. Something I noticed about them was that they were actually looking at me and making eye contact with me, which in a lot of cases when you speak to these panels or these committees in the state house, half of them aren't even there. In this particular case, it was probably 3/4 of them were actually attending, which is very, very unusual that there's so many of them there. And they were actually watching me rather than diddling around with whatever paperwork they have in front of them or talking with one another or just completely looking off in some other direction, which is in some cases how they behave. But most of them were actually paying rapt attention and seemed very, very interested. After the hearing, I actually had one state rep approach me and ask me for my business card because I had indicated that I was speaking as a board member of NHJury.com. And so he asked for a business card. He said he hosts a talk show in Manchester on television, mm-hmm. and he was interested in, you know, talking about the issue of jury nullification. So there were some real positive responses. He was just one of a few of the people on that panel who had nice things to say, both inside the panel discussion or the committee discussion and outside afterwards about jury nullification. So the odds of this thing getting through the committee positively, I would say, are decent, but you never know until the vote's actually taken.
Yeah, I think this concealed carry thing is going to pass within the next 6 years. I don't think it'll pass this time, although it might. But it's getting very close to where we won't have to have any kind of permissions at all to conceal carry.
Well, that was the proposal that Daryl was referencing. There were well over 100 people apparently at this event, and lots of people spoke, maybe only about 10%, according to those who attended. About 10% of the speakers were speaking against allowing concealed carry with no permit, or Vermont carry, as it has been called. That is currently on the table. And, you know, the sad thing is, Dave Ridley, and by the way, this is Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, the sad thing is that it seems relatively simple to get 100 people to show up to support increasing gun rights in New Hampshire, but we don't ever see 100 liberty activists at the state house on a regular basis when we're there.
I don't see a dozen liberty activists at the state house.
Dozen. There's a dozen at least within the state.
Okay,
reps.
If you count I'm not counting the state reps.
Okay.
I'm talking about activists going to testify to committees.
Well, we're not
there's
in every
not a
committee.
Dozen.
We're not in every committee. I would say there's because we usually bring about 3 or 4 out from Keene, and then there's probably another several from all over the rest of the state. I'd say maybe a dozen during the week.
what would change that is if, you know, there are a couple of sort of Free Stater hangouts in Manchester. They're sort of like houses that are, they're a little bit like the Keene Activity Center, right? But there's nothing like that right next to the State House. If there were, that's what would change it.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea, and that might actually attract more movers to the Concord area. You don't really get the impression that there really is anybody living in Concord, except for Joel Valenzuela, who just moved up there, and maybe a couple other guys like Kevin Bloom, who's a great activist. And anyway, we're out of time for you, Dave. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. More coming up, 855, 453. The Twitter lawsuit is on the way.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. The U.S. Constitution protects our freedoms through a system that separates and confines government power. America's founding fathers were wary of government and tried to use the Constitution to limit its reach in many ways. They divided the government into three branches, legislative, executive, and judicial, each able to limit the actions of the others. While this system can lead to what some people call gridlock, our founders considered it the best system for preventing politicians from violating our most fundamental rights. They also separated the national government from state governments, leaving most power at the local level. Our founders added a Bill of Rights that further limits the power of government. The Constitution doesn't create efficient government. It was created to protect us from government overreach. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15, get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And get yourself a free pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox, the shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. All you have to do is pay the shipping cost, and they'll send you the pound for free. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Now, once you get the first pound, you'll be on their auto-ship program, which you can adjust how often you're sent coffee and how much coffee and the type of coffee. So go and get started at coffee.freetalklive.com and know this, that you're going to be helping people in poverty with an opportunity to change their own lives by providing microloans. That's what we're doing with some of the profits from coffee.freetalklive.com. Over to Kiva.org and selecting different folks around the world to give them microloans. And you're helping us with that. Every 10 listeners actually helps us fund one new microloan on a monthly basis over at coffee.freetalklive.com. So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We were talking with Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com about some of the jury nullification statutes here in New Hampshire. One of them was basically gutted earlier this year, or I guess not this year, 2014. Well, the 2012 statute was, first of all, it was gutted before it was even put into law.
Right.
But then it was further gutted at the end of 2014 in a Supreme Court decision that basically
technically
said,
it wasn't, because the way people, just because somebody misrepresented what a statute was, doesn't mean that it was a jury nullification statute.
Well, a lot of people thought it was a jury nullification statute, and
a lot of people think that rainbows come from unicorns. That doesn't mean that rainbows actually come from unicorns.
I thought it was a pot of gold. Where are you getting unicorns?
No, the pot of gold's at the other end.
Okay.
You know, just because somebody is told that it's something and they believe that it's something doesn't make it that thing.
I believed it and read it. I wasn't told it. I read it, and it reads as a kind of more nebulous-sounding jury nullification statute. If you, the way you read it, and I don't have it in front of me at the moment, but it's written in a way that it could be interpreted as
it could be interpreted as jury nullification.
What happened at the end of 2014?
It could also
was
be
was,
interpreted that it's not,
and
that's how it was interpreted by the Supreme Court.
Right. At the end of 2014, they basically overturned officially this statute by saying this is not a jury nullification statute. Essentially what they said was the statute is null. It does really nothing.
Right. The statute, again, I don't have it in front of me, but I've read it enough.
Right.
It says that a jury has the right to judge the facts and the application of the law in the case.
Right.
Not they have a right to judge the law, the application of the law. So if you pull a gun on me and say, give me all your money, and then they charge you with murder, that statute is being misapplied, so the jury would be able to say, well, that law is not applicable.
No, that's one way to interpret it, but you could also interpret that says that they could decide to apply the law or not.
But intending to murder. I mean, If you're pulling out a gun, you could have the intent to murder, but not actually murder.
Well, sure.
Right. So there, it says nothing about having the jury be allowed to judge whether or not a law is just.
Well, it's not explicit. It's not explicitly a jury nullification statute, but the idea of jury nullification is that a jury can judge the law itself, that they can use their conscience, they can say not guilty if they believe the law is wrong. And so you could read the judging the application of the law as to say that, oh, well, I as a jury am deciding to not apply this law in this case. Even though the person was indeed selling marijuana and all the evidence shows that, I'm not going to apply the law. But that, again, everybody's interpretation of law is different, and ultimately, legally, the only one that matters is the one that the Supreme Court justices make, and they basically batted that one back in our faces. And in addition said that even if a jury nullification statute is passed that is explicitly for jury nullification, that they might overturn that as unconstitutional, which I suspect they would follow through on that particular threat.
Yes.
And so while I don't oppose the state representatives passing a new law, which hasn't happened yet, but in theory, if they did pass an actual jury nullification explicit statute, and if it were somehow magically signed by the governor and passed by the Senate, then, you know, I wouldn't oppose that, but at the same time, I would also expect at some point it's going to be challenged and again overturned, which is why you suggested that there should be a constitutional amendment to make it constitutional, and which would be an amazing feat, of course, because...
Right, because that would require three-fifths of both houses, and then two-thirds of the voters when it appears on the ballot for adoption.
So the Twitter lawsuit, let's jump in here. You've been scraping to talk about this quite a bit, and we haven't done it yet.
Yeah, so this story is from a couple of weeks ago. The Justice Department is asking a federal court to dismiss a lawsuit filed by Twitter that claims the social media company's First Amendment rights are being violated. Twitter filed the lawsuit after it was blocked from publishing transparency reports with exact details on the number of government orders it receives to turn over customer information. The DOJ earlier this month in court filing...
How could Twitter possibly publish anything about the government in 140 characters or less? I mean, everything is so... I mean, government stuff is so long, it would be really frustrating to read that.
That they were not trying to publish a series of tweets.
Oh, okay.
A lot of big companies like Apple and Google and Twitter will put out what they call transparency reports.
Like on a blog or something?
On a blog.
Okay.
Oh.
That will specify or attempt to specify how many of these national security letters or FISA court orders
a
that they receive.
Letter. A national security letter is a letter that threatens you with federal, basically, arrest and prosecution.
Right.
If you inform anyone that you've been contacted, and usually they demand some sort of documentation that is, you know, supposed to be held in secret.
Right. So the DOJ earlier this month filed in court denying that its nondisclosure policy violates the First Amendment, maintaining it must balance transparency with national security concerns. The filing says, quote, the additional material that Twitter seeks to publish is information that the government has judged is properly protected classified national security information, the disclosure of which would risk serious harm to national security. The department also asked the court to dismiss a number of other aspects of Twitter's complaint before taking up the First Amendment issues. The social media company announced in October that it would sue the Justice Department. Twitter maintains that its First Amendment rights were being violated because of its inability to publish the number of orders received and what types of legal processes have not been received. So what it means by that is Twitter was trying to say, we have not received any of the following. And the U.S. government said, you can't say that. They also wanted to give an exact number for the things that they have received.
Right, not details about what they received.
Don't
just
telling us
numbers. Twitter. Like, you know, 205
in a year
of these in a year. Or zero of these in a year.
And they say, you can't do that either.
They say you can't do that.
Wow.
You have to give it in broad ranges. 0 to 500.
Yeah.
There's a little bit more to this story.
Sure, let's talk about it here in a moment.
Oh, my gosh.
Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And there's more Free Talk Live on the way. Plus, we'll sneak in an update on the Ross Ulbricht case, which continued yesterday in Manhattan. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours, free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-467-5090. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-467-5090. That's 1-800-467-5090. Call 1-800-467-5090.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey Water Filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have waiting for you. And also, another great site to check out, freedomsphoenix.com. You can uncover the secrets and expose the lies every day at readers of freedomsphoenix.com. Get the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. They offer up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomsphoenix.com, sign up for their free daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com. And we continue here. Daryl, you were telling us about a Twitter lawsuit against, was it the Justice Department?
Yes.
And now the Justice Department has filed a motion to dismiss the lawsuit, saying
yes,
that the information that Twitter wants to release, and this is what Twitter is suing to release this information,
yes,
Twitter would like to release the number of contacts it has received from the Justice Department that are like hidden secretive letters.
Right, national security letters, FISA court orders, and other sorts of things along those lines.
And they're saying, the Justice Department is saying, if you even release the number, let's say it's 250 in a year,
yes,
is how many they receive. Maybe it's 2,000. I don't know. But whatever that number is, they're saying that information could threaten national security.
Yes.
How in the world would that threaten security?
And even by saying zero, if the number is zero, by saying zero. That also threatens national security.
Presumably it wouldn't be zero.
You have to give broad swaths of numbers.
They're going to allow a broad swath, but they don't want a specific...
There was an agreement with Google and, I believe, Microsoft and several other large companies and the Department of Justice last year. Twitter was not part of that. And what was decided was large swaths of numbers are okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say between 0 and 500. You can say between 500 and 1,000. You can say over 1,000. But you cannot say 279. You cannot say 0. You cannot say 1.
Because terrorism.
Al-Qaeda won't blow up the White House if they don't know the exact number or something.
It's crazy. What do you
think? Because the exact number is totally a matter of that.
Yeah, so it...
What else do we need to know about?
It says here that the government restricts companies from disclosing the exact number of national security letters and FISA court orders given to them. The letters allow agents to obtain records about people's phone, internet, and financial activity mm-hmm. without a court order. And that's very important. So basically, you have these federal agents that write up their own warrants, and they're never, given the semblance of a check and balance.
Right. And you can't tell anyone about it when you get
these letters. At least with an arrest warrant or a search warrant, the police officer writes it up, goes over to the court,
and
the judge, looks it over and stamps it. So at least there's, the illusion of a check.
Of a process, yeah.
But here, there's not even the illusion of a process.
And this has been going on for years. I mean, this program was put into place after 9/11, right?
Right. The FISA court has existed since the 70s.
But these secretive letters were relatively new,
but the national security letters came about after September 11th, 2001,
right.
As part of the... Well, it was actually after October 23rd, 2001, when the USA Patriot Act went in. The vast majority of the letters place a gag order on the companies handing over the information, which prevents them from disclosing details of what they are forced to hand over to the federal government. The government and a number of tech companies, not including Twitter, came to an agreement last year that allowed them to publish transparency reports with broad ranges.
Mm-hmm.
The agreement does not allow companies to disclose the exact number received, even if the number is zero. So you can't say zero. You have to include zero in that large swath of 0 to 500. There was a similar case in October that had a hearing before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals with two unnamed companies. The ruling on that has yet to be released.
So I'm sure you will keep us in the loop as
Certainly.
The case develops. And, of course, you can follow Daryl's work more closely by going to his website, two sites, fpp.cc, where you write stuff down, essays, editorials, news posts, and then also fppradio.com, where you are heard 7 days a week doing a newscast.
Yes.
And then also you've got Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, which you do 3 times a week, and that's a half-hour-long podcast.
Yes, half-hour-long podcast, and every Wednesday I do an Ask Me Anything, where I answer audience questions. Any questions?
How does one submit to that question?
You can
process?
Either tweet me at Daryl W. Perry on Twitter. Use hashtag AMA so that I know that you want the question for the Ask Me Anything.
Got it.
Or you can email AMA@fppradio.com.
Super. News from Manhattan, Andy Greenberg at Wired Magazine reporting. This is the Silk Road case. You may have heard about this underground black marketplace that was infamous for a number of years. Finally was taken offline by the feds. Then another one popped up, and that one was taken down a year
later.
And then another one popped up.
And they just keep multiplying.
Yeah, and then now there's other things that aren't the Silk Road. There's not just Silk Roads. There's the Agro Marketplace. There's Evolution. There's another dozen of them that I don't know about.
There's the NXT. The free market that we had talked about.
Are there drugs being sold on that now?
I don't know.
When I logged on there was precious few listings.
But you also logged on like the first day that it went online.
Good point.
And one thing that's interesting about that is that it's a plug-in to the NXT client, so it's not on a central server.
Yeah, right, right.
So if you take out one guy's computer or, you know, one guy's server, you're not taking down that website.
So if anyone believes that Bitcoin is magically anonymous internet money, says Greenberg at Wired, the U.S. government just offered what may be the clearest demonstration yet, that it's not. A former federal agent has shown in a courtroom that he traced hundreds of thousands of Bitcoins from the Silk Road anonymous marketplace for drugs directly to the personal computer of Ross Ulbricht, the 30-year-old accused of running that contraband bazaar. In Ulbricht's trial on Thursday, there was no trial today, it was just Thursday, or it was Thursday in the previous, the rest of the week, former FBI Special Agent Il-Juan Yum described how he traced 3,760 Bitcoin transactions over 12 months, ending in late August of 2013 from servers seized in the Silk Road investigation to Ross Ulbricht's Samsung 700Z laptop, which the FBI seized at the time of his arrest in October of that year. In all, he followed more than 700,000 Bitcoins along the public ledger of Bitcoin transactions known as the blockchain, from the marketplace to what seemed to be Ulbricht's personal wallets. Based on exchange rates at the time of each transaction, Yum calculated the transferred coins were worth a total of $13.4 million U.S. You mean direct one-to-one transfers, says Prosecutor Timothy Howard? Yes, direct one-to-one transfers, Yum responded. Now, I'm not really sure what that means, a one-to-one transfer. Does that mean that he just sent it to himself or something?
Right. So if I send money to you, then you can look on the blockchain and see that it went from my Bitcoin wallet to yours with no intermediaries.
I see.
So it wasn't using, you know, one of these coin mixing things or, you know, sending it to, you know, two or three other people before sending it.
Yum's testimony represents another damning line of evidence connecting Ulbricht to the Silk Road on top of a journal detailing the Silk Road's creation found on his laptop and testimony from a college friend who said Ulbricht confessed creating the site to him. Ulbricht's, of course, Ulbricht's defense also confessed on the first day that he created the site, so that wasn't news.
Right, so the question here is not whether or not Ross Ulbricht created the site. It's not whether or not Ross Ulbricht was arrested in October of 2013 with his laptop on the Silk Road site. The question is whether or not Ross Ulbricht ran the Silk Road between the date that he created it and all the way through the date he was arrested.
So if what they're showing here is legit, these 3,760 Bitcoin transactions over 12 months, that suggests that maybe he was still running.
Not really.
Really? We'll come back with that. It's Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Enough time for you if you dial now. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It is going to be here before you know it. And Free Talk Live is going to be in attendance. We're going to be broadcasting every single night. Daryl, I know you're going to be there. Danica, do you have plans to attend the Liberty Forum?
Yes, I love Liberty Forum.
It's an awesome event. You go to nhlibertyforum.com. You can learn more. There's a schedule. It's already being filled out. I don't think it's complete, but they're starting to add a lot of stuff to it. March 5th through the 8th. And it's a great excuse to come up and visit New Hampshire, check out this amazing movement, the Free State Project, moving liberty-loving people to New Hampshire. Well, the Free State Project doesn't move you here. You just have to agree to move here and then figure out how to do it on your own, because these are a bunch of self-starters. These are entrepreneurial types. These are liberty activists. They're libertarians. They're voluntarists, anarchists. And they come together, hundreds of them, in the Radisson Hotel for the first time. It's usually in Nashville. It was previously in Nashua, New Hampshire for many years. It has moved this year to Manchester, which I think is a good move. They needed to have a larger hotel space. We were outgrowing the old hotel. And the old hotel was a decently sized hotel. So they're moving to the largest hotel in New Hampshire, which is great. The largest convention space in New Hampshire. So it doesn't get much bigger than this.
And it's right by the airport, too.
Yes, so you won't have to rent a car or anything like that to actually, you know, if you're going to fly into the airport, you don't actually have to rent a car or take a long cab ride to get to the hotel. So it's easy access. Manchester, of course, the biggest city, the most restaurants and amenities and things like that. Plus, I was told about a special offer today that is going to be something I've never heard them do before, so I'm shocked by this. I think it's a pretty good deal. If you purchase your hotel room for all 3 nights of Liberty Forum, so it starts on a Thursday, it ends on a Sunday, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, if you reserve a hotel room for all 3 nights and use code LF, as in Liberty Forum, LF2015, when you reserve the room, then email me, ian@freetalklive.com, with your name. They will give you a ticket for free. You get a basic ticket to the Liberty Forum for free.
Really?
So, don't you need something more than just a name? to be able to confirm that they
Well, I'll have your email address if you're emailing me. So they've asked me to provide your name and email address.
Okay, so you don't need, like, a reservation confirmation number?
Well, I guess presumably you should give me the same name that is used to reserve the room.
What about Liberty Movement Ruiner? Like, is that the code to
No, use? There's no code. No, you just have to email me. The code you want is LF2015. That's what you need to reserve the room. So if you get 3 nights at the Radisson in Manchester during Liberty Forum, which is March 5th through the 8th, if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you get those 3 nights reserved, you email me, ian@freetalklive.com, with your name that you want on the ticket, and presumably the same name that's on the room reservation. They'll check it, they'll verify you've reserved the room, and they'll lock a ticket in for you, which is pretty cool.
Liberty Forum is just, it's so fun because, I mean, obviously it's shorter than Porkfest, but you get to dress up. I mean, you don't have to dress up, but it's strongly recommended.
It's a little fancier.
It's a little fancier, and you know, most of the goers like have an excuse to dress up, and you know, not like Parkfest where you're not out in the hot, you know, the hot sunshine, and you have a hotel room with showers that you can frequent often. I mean, it's a nice contrast to Parkfest. Not trying to put anything bad on Parkfest. It's just, it's a nice different way of getting to meet people and going to different conferences. That's not like camping.
Although the ever stylish Jeffrey Tucker still wears his bow tie during Porkfest.
By the way, the yearly event that the Free State Project puts on in the summertime at a campground, and the Liberty Forum is a yearly event the Free State Project puts on in the wintertime in a hotel. So go to nhlibertyforum.com to learn more about that. As we go to Perry in Nashua, New Hampshire, listening to WSNN. Hello, Perry.
Hey, there you are. Cool beans.
Hey, Perry. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Cool beans. WSNN had a hockey game. I couldn't hear your show.
Oh, no.
What are you talking about? I couldn't hear your show. I listen to your show every night.
Oh, thank you, Perry. I'm so glad that you're out there dedicated, listening to Free Talk Live. Unfortunately, one of the crosses we have to bear as being a nighttime show in radio land is that some of our radio affiliates will put on local sports, and whenever that happens, we usually get the bump.
Hockey. I don't do hockey.
I don't either. I don't either. It's not my choice. It's not my decision. What I'd recommend, I know you said you don't have the internet, so you're kind of SOL.
The listen lines.
Yeah, you could call our listen lines, which I don't have in front of me right now. Actually, I do have them here, but I don't really want to give out a bunch of phone numbers over the air.
What have you been talking about all night?
So that's a good question, Perry. We've been on for over 2.5 hours at this point, so we've covered a few different things. The Twitter lawsuit against the feds, big chunk of the show was spent on itinerant vendors, people going door to door selling things, sort of scamming people, and offering to shovel snow and being threatened by the police and all of that. But we'll look forward to hearing from you another night, Perry, when you've actually been listening to the show, and I thank you for the call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Another option for people who don't have the internet but want to listen to Free Talk Live and don't get us consistently enough on your local talk station is you can go ahead and get a free-to-air satellite system. As long as you have a view of the southern sky at your home, you can get a cheap dish and receiver and point that dish at our satellite, and then you can listen to LRN.FM's content, as well as which includes Free Talk Live when we're live, and that's free. Once you pay for the dish and receiver, there's no monthly subscription fee. So back to the Olbricht trial. Daryl, you said that Ross Olbricht receiving 3,760 Bitcoin transactions over a year, ending in late August of 2013. Now, remember, he had said that he wasn't involved in the site after the beginning and was somehow reeled back in to serve as the fall guy when it was taken down. Well, when he says he was getting reeled back in, it doesn't sound like that was a 12-month-long reeling in. So what's your explanation for why he's receiving 3,000-plus Bitcoin transactions over a year? So 700,000 Bitcoins.
Just because Ross Olbricht, on the day that he was arrested, had control of a Bitcoin wallet does not mean that he had control of the Bitcoin wallet the entire time that that wallet was in existence.
That's true.
Absolutely.
Because there's such a thing as a private key for a Bitcoin wallet. I could, right now, Ian, I could give you private keys to some of my Bitcoin wallets.
But it's unlikely you
would
do that.
That would not mean, right, but if I'm, you know, transferring a business,
yeah,
you know, it's a whole lot easier for the customers to just have the same address that things go to. So it would be a lot simpler for me to give you the private key to a Bitcoin wallet, and then you become the owner of that wallet. That does not mean that you received all of the transactions that happened before I gave you control. It just means that
wallet...
But if all
the Bitcoins are still in the wallet, then you wouldn't be doing that. Like, if the 700,000 Bitcoins were in your private, in your wallet, you sure as hell wouldn't just give someone that private key.
Right. But it doesn't say how much of that money left the wallet. They only talk about how much went in.
And nor does it mean that he was running the site. So it could mean that he was receiving residuals. You know, maybe
right.
his deal with the whoever it was that took over the site was, yeah, I don't want to run the site anymore, but you can cut me 5% of the
right.
total
that
revenue.
There's a lot of big companies that when they wind up selling, there's some sort of residuals.
Right.
All right, I don't have enough money to buy this off of you up front now, but I'll keep giving you 10% of profits or whatever
which is
agreed upon.
Yeah, which would be a smart move. I mean, if you know the Silk Road's going to keep growing and all that. So we'll find out more about what the explanation for this was, but this obviously is not looking good for Ross, right? Yet more
right.
evidence. The case against him seems very, very strong, but to be fair, the defense has yet to actually call their first witness. So we're still waiting on that. But what was pointing out here is that, let's see, more broadly, the testimony of the federal government's expert confirms what most savvy Bitcoin users already know, that the cryptocurrency is by no means untraceable or anonymous by default. Although using Bitcoins doesn't necessarily require revealing any identifying information, all Bitcoin transactions are traced on the blockchain. And that's the same widely distributed list of transactions designed to make counterfeiting Bitcoins impossible. If someone can identify a user's Bitcoin address, in Ulbricht's case, by seizing his laptop, that he was using at the moment of his arrest, then they can often be used to trace his or her transactions. In fact, Berkeley computer science researcher Nicholas Weaver had already shown that he was able to follow more than 29,000 bitcoins from the Silk Road to Ulbricht's laptop based only on publicly available information. The prosecution, which did have access to Ulbricht's hard drive, had far more success. Nearly 500,000 of the 700,000 plus bitcoins were transferred from September to November of 2012, explaining their relatively low total exchange rate. Remarkably, the total trail of drug-tainted coins represents more than four times as many bitcoins from Silk Road Ulbricht's laptop than have yet been found and seized in the Silk Road investigation. It is not clear from Yum's testimony where the rest of them ended up. So, yeah, some of them are still out there. And they also brought up the murder-for-hire allegations at the very end of the day on Thursday, but the bulk of those will be saved, presumably, for Monday. We'll keep you in the loop. We'll see you tomorrow on freetalklive.com.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.